What Einstein recognized was that the Brownian motion of a pollen grain was not caused by a single collision with a water molecule, but was the product of a large number of such collisions. At each moment, the collective effect of these collisions was the random zigzagging of the pollen grain or suspended particle. Einstein suspected that the key to understanding this unpredictable motion lay in deviations, statistical fluctuations from the expected average behavior of water molecules. Given their relative sizes, on average, many water molecules would strike an individual pollen grain simultaneously from different directions. Even on this scale, each collision would result in an infinitesimal push in one direction. But the overall effect of all of them would leave the pollen unmoved as they canceled each other out. Einstein realized that Brownian motion was due to water molecules regularly deviating from their normal behavior as some of them got bunched up and struck the pollen together, sending it in a particular direction. Using this insight, Einstein succeeded in calculating the average horizontal distance a particle would travel as it zigzagged along in a given time. He predicted that in water at 17 degrees Celsius, suspended particles with a diameter of 1/1000th of a millimeter would move on average just 6/1000ths of a millimeter in 1 minute. Einstein had come up with a formula that offered the possibility of working out the size of atoms armed only with a thermometer, microscope, and stopwatch. 3 years later, in 1908, Einstein's predictions were confirmed in a delicate series of experiments conducted at the Sorbonne by Jean Perrin, for which he received the Nobel Prize in 1926. With Planck championing the theory of relativity and the analysis of Brownian motion recognized as a decisive breakthrough in favor of the atom, Einstein's reputation grew despite the rejection of his quantum theory of light. He received letters often addressed to him at Bern University, as few knew he was a patent clerk. "I must tell you quite frankly that I was surprised to read that you must sit in an office for 8 hours a day," wrote Jakob Laub from Würzburg. "History is full of bad jokes." It was March 1908, and Einstein agreed. After almost 6 years, he no longer wanted to be a patent slave. He applied for a job as a mathematics teacher at a school in Zurich, stating that he would be ready and willing to teach physics as well. With his application, he enclosed a copy of his thesis that had earned him, at the third attempt, a doctorate from Zurich University in 1905 and laid the groundwork for the paper on Brownian motion. Hoping it would bolster his chances, he also sent all of his published papers.